It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're very excited to bring in Taryn Foxen, junior basketball player, student athlete here at Chadron State. And Taryn just set an incredible milestone here at CSC. And Taryn, first of all, today, how you feeling a couple days past hitting 1,000 career points?
I'm feeling great. It's really cool to be recognized by teachers and kids at campus for this huge milestone of mine. It's been a goal of mine for a really long time. And to finally break that in my junior season is just unreal.
It is. You got a year left to play to even add on to that point total. That's incredible. Now, the 1,000 points came on a three-point shot, and you were fouled. I mean, a chance to make a four-point play, a rare play in basketball. What was the moment like for you when you saw that shot go through?
I knew that I had crossed the line at that point when I made that three-pointer. I didn't really tell really anybody about the 1,000-point thing, except Jory kind of knew because she's me and her are pretty close. And so she came up to me and gave me a high five and told me to knock down my free throw. And I got into her ear and I said, I just hit my 1,000th point. And she got really excited for me. And then I ended up missing the free throw. But
were you just so excited after getting 1,000?
I don't know what my deal was. It was pretty funny.
What a moment that really was. Yeah. It was incredible. Taryn, congratulations. I was really happy to see the conference recognize what you did all weekend, not just for 1,000 points, but you're the RMAX Offensive Player of the Week. The numbers are awesome. 26.5-point scoring average in the wins over Pueblo and New Mexico Highlands. It included a 31-point night on Saturday. You hit 8 of 17 threes and even came within a rebound of getting a double-double on that Saturday night. To get an honor like that and to have that kind of weekend be honored, what does that mean to you?
It feels great because, for one, I know that I wouldn't have been recognized if it wasn't for the team effort we had this weekend. I am known as an offensive-minded player, and sometimes that doesn't get recognized because our wins and losses in the conference. And because we were able to pull out two team wins like that, it felt really good to put a cap on the milestone that I crossed, because that made it even more special, just that it happened to be in the same weekend as the 1,000 points.
Taryn Foxen with us on the Chadron State Sports Journal today. Let's go back, Taryn, a little bit. Let's go back to the night of December 30th, 2017. I know you remember it. Alamosa, Colorado, CSC playing Adams State. Now, through the first 13 games of your freshman season up to that point, we hadn't yet seen the best of Taryn Foxen. We didn't really know what you were all about. You had a new freshman coming in.
Yeah.
You were getting just about 10, 15 minutes a night, scoring 3.5 points a game. You know, as you were making the transition to college basketball, what were some of the challenges, the things you were trying to navigate through as you became a college basketball star a little bit later on that night? What were you going through?
I think I struggled with my confidence a little bit early on just because of the shift in play when you get to the next level. People tell you how different it is, but you don't really recognize it until, you know, you're out there and experiencing it yourself. And I got the ability to play with Callie Feddersen when she was a senior, and I think that she really motivated me a lot. I was kind of timid a little bit, and that was even at practice, and for some reason holding myself back from the offensive mind that I always had had as a player from when I was in third grade playing basketball. I don't know what happened that night, but I did kind of just break out of my cage and let go of the leash, and it felt good. I remember that night so clearly, as you said, because that's how I had always been playing before, and it kind of started off my career here, I'd say.
It was incredible. You ended up 18 points off the bench. You were really out there hunting shots, like you said, try to really break out of your cage and be that offensive player. You went on to have 12 double-figure scoring games that season, had 25 points against Fort Lewis in a huge night. So, you know, after you have a night like that, do things kind of change for you? Did things change in your approach with how you went about your preparation and your mindset into the role that you had with the team once you had that game?
Definitely. It was a confidence thing for me, for sure. I struggle with my confidence a lot. And like I said, I feel like I was holding myself back and was timid and questioning whether or not that I could do things like I could go and attack the basket on a screen and roll, and instead of looking for the role and running through the play and kind of just playing my game instead of running through plays, I think was a big thing for me. And once I got those first couple games, those big scoring nights for me, I mean, Coach Raymer had seen me play as a high schooler and in AAU and club. And she knew I was a big scorer. So she was probably like, oh, I wonder what's going on with Taryn. And when I finally, I think, scored those big night games, I got some, like a free pass kind of to just like explore with it, I guess. Like at practice, I could notice that I was doing things differently. I wasn't turning the ball over. And I can just remember some of those practices my freshman year being so scared, and I'm not really sure why.
Probably just one of those adjustment things that happens,
definitely.
You know, high school to college, better competition. You're thinking, can I play with these people?
Yeah. And
almost had to kind of prove it to yourself, which you did that night.
Yes, definitely.
Taryn Foxen with us here on the CSC Sports Journal. You mentioned Callie Feddersen. Fans certainly of recent memory, too, will definitely remember what Callie did with the program. Terrific player. And you said she had such a big influence on you. How was she such a big influence? What kind of stuff did she do as a senior to you as a freshman, or to guide you through and make you a better player in person?
I think that me and Callie have a similar style of play. She was a big reason why I had confidence in myself, knowing that Callie was such a great player and was recognized a lot. Some of the conversations we would have outside of practice, in practice, when she would pull me to the side and be like, hey, go on backdoor on this one or look for this. And then I would do what she asked me to do and it would work out. And we were getting pumped up on the court. And I could see in her eyes the fire that she had, because she was excited for me coming in as a freshman, knowing she was leaving, that she was leaving something behind. And in a way, it makes me excited and sad at the same time that I only have a year left, but what I can leave for the program when I leave.
Yeah, she was kind of passing the torch on to you and saw that ability in you. That's really cool to see. And now you alluded to it, that you're coming into your senior year. There's certainly going to be freshmen and young players on the team. Some are now and coming back.
Yeah.
There'll be some next year. We don't even know who they're going to be yet as Coach Raymer brings in some new players. What do you plan on doing to kind of bring them in a similar way, maybe that Callie did for you?
Well, the big thing here with me is culture. I think this year is the first year since I've been here that our team has really been a unit all together. And I think that that reflects on the court a lot. And so I want to carry that down and just show the girls, like, it's all about family. It truly is. Any sport you play, about making those bonds and having a relationship with people that you can trust. And we're finally to that point, and it makes me super excited, especially just coming off this first sweep of our season and having one game left. It's kind of bittersweet knowing we could go on a run right now, but the season's coming to an end. But I want to just step up more as a leader vocally. I think I lead more by example than anything, and it's a big goal of mine to be more vocal. And I really just stress the importance of having fun and enjoying the moment, because it goes by so fast. So I want to reiterate that to them too, since they'll know that I'm leaving, and I can speak for myself knowing how fast it's gone by.
Absolutely. It's incredible. I still remember when you were a freshman. Hard to believe. Senior year is right around the corner for you. Taryn Foxen joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal. Let's take a little peek ahead to next year. Taryn, you've got a really exciting core coming back in point guard Jory Peters, one of your best friends, one of the best guards in this entire conference. You got a post presence too in Jordan Morris, who is really starting to develop her game and show us some great moves. Obviously, you're back, a go-to scorer here in the league and for the team. Bailey Brooks has been solid at that guard spot. Yep. Kind of forget about Tatum Peterson a little bit too, because we don't see her this year. She's injured, but she's 6'1", going to be down in the forward as a post, and that's just some of the players coming back. Are you excited about the prospects of next year?
I'm so excited. It's like I said, just coming off this last weekend and knowing we have one game left. I know that our team does such a great job of working hard in the summers. And I know next year when we come back that we are going to be on a mission. Coach has reiterated the whole idea of turning the page or turning the corner. And I think that we're right around getting there. And I am so excited, even though the season's not necessarily over yet, for next season for sure.
What kind of stuff is in the off-season plan? You talk about that dedication you guys have as a team.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do? Is that just a ton of gym time, weights? What's all involved there?
So in the postseason of the spring, before we go home for summer break, we are in conditioning and weights, and we do team building exercises and stuff like that. But we also have a summer manual that we go off of, and Coach gives us like shooting challenges every week, so that's kind of fun. You compete with your teammates a little bit, and then we come back for camps for the younger kids, which is something that I really enjoyed doing last summer. It was a lot of fun. And just when we come in, we're prepared. It's not like, okay, well, let's see who did what they were supposed to and who didn't. Like, I could tell when I came in this past season that that first week of conditioning, we were on the right track.
Taryn Foxen with us tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. Some of the favorite, I guess let's get into some of your favorite players and maybe teams to play against. In the league, there are some really good guards in the RMAC, and you've had a lot of experience now with almost three full seasons. Who do you like to play against? Is there a team? Is there a player out there that you like to play?
I, for one, really enjoy playing in Denver just because that's my hometown. I get all my family there, and there's like a spark of energy or something that encourages me, like I gotta play good for them. So that's a big one. When we play at UCCS, I love that. I enjoy that a lot. But Denali Pinto of Colorado School of Mines.
Yeah.
She is recognized as one of the best, or the best right now, offensive players in the RMAC in the conference. And for a while there, before I injured my ankle, I was right up there with her, and that was a big goal of mine to surpass her, keep, you know, nagging on her. And I just enjoy playing against her because we have similar style of play as well, and it's just fun, you know.
And some of the other similarities in the league and is that you get to see players you knew from back in your high school days. Down in Colorado. Who are some of those players that you see around the conference that you like to play against and that you remember from high school?
Another from Colorado School of Mines, her last name is Van Sickle. I just remember playing against her in both high school and in club. There's a couple other ones from Mesa, and there's one from South Dakota Mines, for sure. I recognize their faces, and we don't necessarily talk or know each other, but we recognize that we have played each other, seen each other before, and when we're shaking hands at the end of the game, always give each other a pat on the back.
That's cool. Taryn Foxen with us here on the CSC Sports Journal. Let's get outside of basketball a little bit here, Taryn, and talk about a few other things. You've been taking on a leadership role, not just with the team, but also the big event, the Community Service Project here in town. And what's your involvement all in the big event that's coming up this spring now?
I've always enjoyed the big event, the whole idea of it. Shattern is a perfect place to do something like this. The community is so well-rounded around supporting the school, and I have really come to know that as I've grown here as an athlete and a student, and it's important to me to give back to the community because they give so much to us. So I wanted to be more involved than just, you know, participating in it, but running it kind of, or being on staff with it. I think that's really important. I love the whole idea of it in general.
What kind of stuff on staff do they have you involved with now as you lead up to big event day?
I am on the recruitment part of it because I am so outgoing and I don't mind talking to people and getting them involved. So
that's great. Good spot for you to be, Taryn, on the recruitment side. That's awesome. And you mentioned you love Shattern and Shattern State. And really is it about the community, the school, and everything that you love about this place?
It's funny to me, my freshman year, I really struggled here. It was so different than growing up in a suburb of Denver and going to school with so many kids. But I've just grown. I've met some of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life. The ones that you know will be around the rest of your life and not just in this moment of time. But the area in general, the people, the opportunities we have, it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy it and I don't want to leave.
That's awesome, Taryn. Well, we hope you stick around for a long time. You get that degree and really become a part of the community, loving it so much and what you could do for this community throughout your time here. Let's finish up next with one final basketball question, I guess, for you, Taryn. We had just touched on the final game is coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
Metro is here. Chance to get that three-game winning streak. What other than that win and a three-game winning streak, do you want to get out of the game, or how are you looking at the game? I mean, obviously wins and losses are number one, but you know, with that final game coming up, what's your mindset?
Obviously, I know we all want to get a W. We've been working hard all week, as we have been for the past couple weeks, but I think the biggest thing for me is making sure that these seniors go out knowing they gave a lot to a program that gave just as much to them, and that they can remember that night or this season and all of their whole career as an athlete, and just remember the memories and enjoy every bit of it because it is their last game. We have three seniors on the team, and I want to make it the most memorable it can be for them, and a win would obviously really tap that off.
Yeah, it'd be great. Well, we can't wait for Friday night to see you and the ladies play once again. Taryn Foxen, 1,000-point career scorer already with a year still to come, and a terrific person, as we all know here in town. Taryn, thanks so much for spending time with us on the CSC Sports Journal tonight. It's been a delight once again to talk to you.
Thanks, Dave. Go Eagles!
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.